This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, avoiding hidden shirk. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of avoiding hidden shirk in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the types of the hidden shirk that which we can talk about is the shirk through obedience. Now, generally, when we look at the verses of the Quran or the narrations, it is said that do not worship Satan, which is generally when we think about worshiping, we assume that, for example, prostrating for the praise or bowing for the praise is a kind of worshiping. And we do not prostrate or bow to Satan. So when it is said to avoid worshiping Satan, so it means that you do not pray, whereas we are not praying him. This is not what it means. Generally, the bowing and prostrating for the prayer is a way of praying, which Allah has ordered us to perform. But when it is said, do not worship Satan, it means that do not obey Satan. Do not obey the creatures and disobey the Creator. And this is what worshiping means. When it is said to not to obey or worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that anyone who obeys a creature and disobeys the Creator, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is actually worshipping or obeying the others and other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we must avoid these things. We must avoid the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what taqwa also means, because taqwa means to not to disobey. And when say ittaqullah, it means not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Allah Almighty, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of avoiding the hidden shirk in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that one of the types of hidden shirk is shirk through obedience. And this means that when we obey the others who are the creatures and we disobey the Creator, who is Allah, this is a kind of shirk. We see that if a person is performing a good deed just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is basically obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is said in the narrations that to do good to the parents is a religious duty, even if they are disbelievers. So doing good means having a good relation with them, respecting them. And all of this is been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it is a cause for the disobedience of Allah, neither they nor other people should be obeyed. So until unless the parents do not order to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must do good. And even if they order someone, if someone has that the disbeliever parents, if they ask them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to perform something which is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only in that matter they should not listen to their parents. They should not obey their parents. But other than that, they should respect their parents. And these are the clear teachings that we get from the Islamic teachings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reach the perfection. And this perfection can only be gained through obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.